We're up to Simon Reish Yud Ches, Brochus Hanasim Al Hanisim. Zog to Mechaber Sif Aleph, Heroyim Mokim Shanasa by Nisim Li Yisrael. You pass by a place where Nisim were done to Klal Yisrael. Kigoin Mabris Hayam. Mabris Hayam is the place where Klal Yisrael crossed in the Yamsuf. They went from the Yamsuf, they went through the Yabosha. Or Mabris Hayarden, that's when the Eden on the way to Eretz Yisrael went through the Yarden. There also the Yarden was Nechlak, and they went Becherove B'toich HaYarden. Or Mabreis Nachal Arnoin, that Chazal say that the Eden were going in the Midbar, they went through two large mountains. There was a valley between them, and the Goyim ambushed them on both sides. They hid in the mountains, and they were planning to kill the Eden when they come through the valley. The Ribono Shel Olam made a nest, and the two mountains came together, and the people inside the mountains were crushed. So when you go in that place, Mabris Nachal Arnon, also that's a place to make the bracha, V'avnei El Govish, Shel Beis Chayrin, that was a place where the Ribono Shel Olam killed the Goyim that wanted to start up with Klal Yisrael. He threw down Avonim and Hashemayim. So if you see those Avonim, or Ve'evin Shebikish Oig Lizrek Al Yisrael, Igmel Chaboshan, Chazal say, picked up a mountain that was Gimel Parsi in order to throw it on Klal Yisrael, and this happened, his teeth grew very long and got stuck in the mountain. That's how Igmel Chaboshan was killed. The Bialoche says that L'choy, it's not such a great Ness, because it's Mavur and Chazal that Igmel Chaboshan was from the Anokim, he was from the giants. And the reason that he was from the giants were because he stams from those that it says in the Pasuk in Bereishis, Vayivoyu b'nei Elohim al b'nei sa'odim v'yoldu lehem. Chazal say that these were malachim that got thrown down from Shemayim in the Tkufa of Dar Enish. So Mamele, the background of Oig Malach HaBoshim, he stams from malachim. Now Oig Bazoi, he has a Shemayim diga gevura, he has a gevura of malachim. On a malach, it's not a chiddush that he could pick up a mountain. So this whole story is not such a plea. The Bialach is referring to a marsha over there, whether this Gemara is Kipshuta or not. So the Bialach is bringing out, it's not so schwer to understand this Gemara Kipshuta. A person obviously can't pick up a mountain, but a person that has in Zich the tchuna of a Gvura of a Malach, it's not a Chiddush. But Akopon B'negei Hilchis Brochus, at the end of the day, Klal Yisrael had a tremendous nest, that he did pick up the mountain and he could have killed Klal Yisrael. The Bain Shalom made a nest and it was Matzah Klal Yisrael, so there's what to make a Broch over here. The Evan, Tesant Loshna Mechaber, is the Evan Shebikish Oig. This was a mountain, it's not an Evan. The Evan Sheyashavala Moshe Be'es Mechemes HaMolok, that's when he was mispalled over there, by Yod Vemunad Boyashamash, and because of his Tzvila, the Evan, that's what caused the Yeshua for Klal Yisrael Mechemes HaMolok. The Chemes Yerichoi, which was swallowed into the ground. In all these places, when a person goes there, Mevorach She'os Anisim Laviseinu B'mokim Azeh. Now, the place can discuss whether you have to actually be there or it's enough if you see the place from Mimokim Rochik. The Ketoyz HaShulcha wants the Medayik from the Kafta V'Ferach that you could make a Brochi even Mimokim Rochik. However, he says it's Mestaber that you have to be close by, Akoponim Teich Dalad Amis, and as I state in Chaya Odom, that you can't make the Brochi Mirochik, you have to be close by, and like the Ketoyz HaShulcha says, Teich Dalad Amis. In the Gaya, if you go in an airplane and you pass by one of these places and you see it, could you make a bracha or not? Even in a case when you know exactly where the spot was and you see it from the plane, but akalpanim, you're mimakim rochik. So this is a shayla in the peiskim. So the bracha that you make is mevorach she'os anisim laviseinu b'mokim hazeh. And the bracha says you don't have to be mefaret exactly what the nes was. As long as you say she'os anes b'mokim hazeh, that's sufficient. Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Magen Avraham that dafka in these places mentioned in this sif, that when you see the makom had a shaychus to the nes. In other words, the nes is nicker from the makom. When you go by Mabris Hayam, the place where Klal Yisrael passed by Kriyas Yamsif, so you see that makom. In that makom, there was a nes that the water over there split, and it reminds you of the nes. The same thing when it comes to Mabris HaYarden or Avnei El Gabish. You see those stones, Mamish, these are the stones that were used to kill the Goyim that fell in Hashemayim. So by seeing these stones, it's Nicker, the Ness, and it reminds you of the Chesed that Ribono Shel Olam did. But let's say we have in Chazal that when the Sancheiriv came to destroy Eretz Yisrael, so there was a Ness that Leil Pesach, The Malach came and killed the whole Machna of Sancheiv. So when a person comes close to Yerushalayim, even though the Nes took place in Yerushalayim, you don't make a bracha she'asen nisim l'oseinim makom hazeh, because the Nes isn't nikr mitoich l'makom. They died in this place, but the place has nothing to do with the Nes. This happens to be the place where they died. The Avonim, where the Avonim that killed the Yam is what split, but just where a Nes took place, where the Nes is not nikr mitoich l'makom, b'chai gavne, you don't make a bracha. However, he fears Ois, that that's dafka a nest that was done to Klal Yisrael. But a personal nest that was done to an individual person, even if the nest isn't nikr mitoich hamokim, whenever he reaches that place, he should make the bracha. Sharatzin says that it's not 100% clear mitoich tesis if that's how he blibes. He blibes a tzarech in, that the chayri, there's no difference than a yachid v'rabim. If a yachid would make a bracha, who had in a rabim should also make a bracha, he blibes tzarech in. But in the Mishnah Berurah, he does quote this, a difference between a yachid and a rabim. Fiyatay is the Mechaber, Ubein Bracha Zu, Ubein Shar Bracha Sariya. We're going to see in the following Simonim, Hareim Kishar Brachas, Vekulam Baskar Hashem Malchas. This is a proper Bracha, B'Shem Malchas, Baruch Ata Hashem Alekeinu Melech Ha'olam. B'Yalacha brings down that you can only make this Bracha while you're still there and you see the place. But if you passed by the place, you saw the place, but now you're not B'Mokim anymore, you already went past there, and you don't see it anymore, in that case, you lost the Bracha. Similar to the halachas we're going to see later in Simrei Shechav Zayin, when it comes to thunder, there's a bracha that you make when you hear thunder, but when it's over, or when you see lightning, but when it's over, you don't make the bracha anymore. Although Rabbi Yashar brings down that we'll see later, b'negeya thunder and lightning, that if you're still toich kedei dibur from the thunder and lightning, you could still make the bracha. So maybe he wants a tiny here too. If you're still in, if it's still within toich kedei dibur after you passed here, you could still make a bracha, as long as it's within Teich Kedei Dibur from the end of your seeing this place. And Yesh La'ayin, where the Metzias happens, because if you're so close, Teich Kedei Dibur, so you're still there, you could still see it. Yesh La'ayin, what he's coming to say. Then the B'Alacha wants to be Mechadish, that if you saw a Mokam Shenasa B'Nes, one of these places where you should have made the bracha, but you passed it already, so like we said now, that you lost the bracha, and then you see it again, within 30 days. So Ebazoi, you can't make a bracha anymore. Because we're going to see later, B'negeye, if someone sees a pri chadash, so you make a shechiyonu. Many poskim hold that if you saw the pri chadash, you didn't make a bracha. If you see it again within 30 days, you don't make a bracha anymore. Even though l'maisa we paskin, you do. But that's only because we neman that the ikr bracha is on the chila and not on the riyah. So hayois, you didn't eat it, and now you're eating it, so you make a bracha. But if the chiyah would have been only machmas the riyah, so you already missed the bracha because you saw it and you didn't make a bracha. And within 30 days, it's not considered a riyah chadash. So mele here too would come out like that. If you passed, let's say, mabr sayardin, and you forgot to make a bracha, you remind yourself after you passed already, you can't see the place anymore. So you don't make a bracha. If you come back here within the next 30 days, within 30 days of riyah is not considered a new riyah. You wouldn't make a bracha. You would have to wait for another 30 days from the last time you saw it to be able to make a bracha. The Bir Halacha brings down from the Kaftar V'Ferach that this bracha that you make, Baruch Shas Anisim B'Mokam Hazeh, you have to know exactly where the Mokam Miyuchid, where Kriyas Yamsuf took place. If you see parts of the Yamsuf, and you're not sure that that's the place where Klal Yisrael crossed, or the Yard and the Chedayme, you can't make the bracha. You have to see the Mokam Miyuchid, where the Nes happened. The Berlacha brings down many other poiskim, it's also Mashmazai. However, the Kaftar V'Ferach says, the Maisa, if you saw a Miktus of the Yarden, you should be Meshabeach to the Rebbeinu Shloim, but not B'Shem Malchus. A person should give his own Shvach, that the Rebbeinu Shloim did in this area, Nisim. And the Berlacha seems to come out like that, Lemaisa. So maybe the poiskim say that today, when a person goes to the Yamsif or the Yarden, since we don't know exactly where the Nes took place, you should just be Mevarach B'lishem U'malchus. Now those that hold that you don't have to be Mamash Samach to the Mokam HaNes, you don't have to be within Dalad Amas. As long as you see it, even in Merachik, you make a bracha, so then would come out, the place can discuss, if you're in a plane, and you see the whole Yamsuf. So part of what you see is the Mokam Shenasa Bayanes. Even though you don't know exactly which part of the Yamsuf the Nes happened, but you're seeing that part because you're seeing the entire Yamsuf. So if there's a problem that you're not Teirdal Damas, Takadom Ekebrachuk. But if you hold that Riyah is enough, even Merachuk, so in this case, Zakhtar B'tzin Abashol, you would make a bracha. Although Rabbi Yashav and others hold, no, even when you see the whole place, you have to know the Makom Yuchad where it was. If you're not makir the Makom Yuchad, which today we aren't, so then you would not make a bracha. A kaponim b'shem malchus you don't make. You should be mishabeach the b'nei shem b'lishem malchus, but a proper bracha you don't make. The Bialach has a whole riches where the Kaf Teferach goes through the ness of Eliyahu Bahar Carmel or Elisha with the Shunamis, if you make a brach over there. And the Bialach comes out that all these brachas that are mentioned in this sif, they were niskin on Hatzolas Odom min Hamise b'derech Nes. But Stam, that the Bainisham did nisim in that place, it's not Machayiv this bracha. When someone passes by Har Sinai, where there's Ein Lecha Nes Gadol min Zeh, we don't make such a bracha because it's not a ness of atzolas adam and amisa. All these cases mentioned in the sif were cases of atzolam and amisa. Even the Eben she Yashav ala Moshe is the pshat because that caused the ness like the tefillas Moshe Rabbeinu Shom that Klal Yisrael was nitzol amisa in Mechamas Amalek. So he says, Enachanami, Avadi, you should talk to Mishabeach in all these places. You come, you see the house where the Shunamis was, where Elisha was Mispal, where he was Mechayim Mesim, or you go to Har Karma, where there was tremendous Nisim done over there, to Leonovi with the Nevi Abal. You're Mishabeach there, Bainish Leilim. But this bracha with Shem Malchus, Kmoi Shetiknu, the Nusuch, that Avadi you don't make in such cases. He does have a whole Nidden whether the fact that he was Mechayim Mesim someone, if that's also considered Hatzolah Mimavis L'chaim, or no, that's only if someone was alive and he was Nitzel, but once someone was dead, it was Mechayim Esim, maybe that doesn't qualify for this. Akoponim, in all these cases, you would be Meshabeach the Rebbeinu Shloim B'li Shem Malchus. Siv Beis, unless Shenasa L'Ktzas Yisrael, Kolzman Shlenasa L'Chol Yisrael Eruban, Vafila Nasa L'Ktzas Shvotim Ein Mevarchim Alav. This Brach, Brach, Sh'os, Nisim, Avasein, V'makom Hazeh, is Dafka a Nes that was done to Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. If it wasn't done to Rev Kali Yisrael, even if it was a tremendous tzibur, it was a kamash shvatim, you don't make this bracha. However, Zokta Mishneh Brura, the people themselves who experienced the Nes, Avada, they themselves have to make the bracha. But this is that others who didn't experience the Nes, but were making a bracha, Sh'as Nisim Aviseinu, that's Dafke if Aviseinu included Rev Kali Yisrael. Zokta Mechaber Siv Gimel, Kol Eilu Hadvarim Einem Elo Kishiroyo Isom, Mishloishim L'shloishim Yoyim, V'oz Heim Choyve Kamoi B'Pam Rishayna. But within 30 days, you made a bracha, you don't make another bracha. And like we mentioned previously in the Bi'alach, even if you didn't make the bracha, but since you passed it and you lost the bracha, you can't make the bracha for another 30 days. And the way to count the 30 days is a shayla and the poiskim, but because there's a suffix over here, we name on that it has to be 30 days, and the 30 days do not include the yoyim shera and the yoyim sha'imid bayata when you're trying to make the next bracha. It has to be a full 30 days in between the Yom Shira and the Yom Sha'imid Bayata. And if you make a bracha prior to that, within the 30 days, it's a bracha levatala. The Bialacha explains that even though when it comes to bracha on thunder and lightning, every time there's a thunder and lightning, even 10 times a day, you make a new bracha. And here we're saying you have to wait 30 days. And the same thing by Bissam, that if you Masir Das from the first Reyach, you make another bracha again, it can be 10 times a day. So what's the difference over here? You have to wait 30 days. Dr. Mishabura, Pasha Techilik. Because by thunder and lightning, you're making a bracha on the new thunder and lightning, not making a bracha on the same one. And the same thing by Bissam. This is a new reyach that's being noidiv constantly. Over here, nothing was neschadish. It's the exact same place that was before. So Memele doesn't have a cheshivis to make a bracha unless a large period of time of 30 days passed, then you make a new bracha. And the reason why the shir is 30 days, so the Aruch HaShulchan explains, 30 days is considered a davar chadash. And they said that's why a chadash is called chadash, melashon chadash. That when 30 days elapse, the levon is mischadash again, and that's considered a davar chadash. Even though b'negei the levon is not exactly 30 days, but b'erech it's 30 days. So the period of 30 days is something which is considered a nuzman.